everyone, and welcome back to the English Wave. Today, I'm doing something different. We're talking about a topic that I know trips up a lot of us language learners, English rhythm. If you ever wondered why your English doesn't sound as smooth or natural as you'd like, even if you're nailing your grammar and vocabulary, this episode is for you. We're going to break down the secrets of sounding more fluent by understanding how rhythm works in English. So let's start with the basics. You might have heard that English is a stress-timed language. But what does that actually mean? And how is it different from Japanese? Well, in Japanese, every syllable gets roughly the same amount of time. It's very consistent. But in English, we put more emphasis or stress on certain syllables, and those stress syllables are what drive the rhythm of our speech. The time between those stress syllables is roughly equal, even if there are a bunch of unstressed syllables in between. Think of it like a wave. The stressed syllables are the crests of the wave, and the unstressed syllables are the troughs in between. It's this up and down wave-like quality that gives English its distinctive rhythm. This is a big difference from Japanese, and it's one of the main reasons why English can sound so choppy or unnatural when spoken with a Japanese rhythm. It's like trying to dance the tango to a waltz. It's like trying to dance the tango to a waltz. The steps just don't match up. Now, another crucial aspect of English rhythm is the way we connect words together. We don't typically pronounce each word in isolation. Instead, we group words together into what are called sound units, blending the sounds together seamlessly. Well, the book called American Accent Training uses a great analogy to describe this. Imagine spreading peanut butter on bread. That smooth, connected feeling is what we're going for when we speak English naturally. It's like the words just melt into each other. So how can we actually improve our English rhythm and start sounding more fluent? Well, awareness is the first step. Once you understand how stress and sound units work, you can start listening for them in native English speech. Pay attention to which syllables are stressed and how words flow together in phrases. And of course, practice makes perfect. One great way to practice is something called shadowing. Find an audio clip of a native speaker, maybe a podcast like this one, or a YouTube video, and try to imitate their rhythm and intonation as closely as possible. It's like you're their shadow. And another tip is to focus on your breathing. In English, we tend to take longer breaths and speak in longer phrases, using our breath control to connect those sound units. It's all about creating that smooth, wave-like flow. So practice taking deeper breaths and speaking in longer chunks. Remember, mastering English rhythm takes time and effort, but the rewards are well worth it. The more you practice, the more natural and fluent your English will become. If you ever have trouble mimicking the English rhythm, I suggest taking a few accent training lessons. I can help you with how to make your speech sound smooth like a butter. So reach out to me anytime. Until then, keep listening, keep practicing, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening!